dawn. Saturn's moon Titan is almost as large as the planet Mercury and has an atmosphere as dense as Earth's. Astrobiologists are excited about the possibility of life there.
Yael, you've been reading too much science fiction. Life requires liquid water. Titan is 10 times as far from the sun as the Earth is, and its surface temperature is almost 300 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. Any water there is frozen as hard as rock.
But Titan does have liquid on its surface. It has lakes and rivers of liquid methane. Some of the lakes are as large as the Great Lakes on Earth. Researchers have argued that liquid methane might substitute for liquid water in an alien form of biochemistry for Titanian life.
Be reasonable, Yael. Think of the membranes that surround all living cells. They're made of phospholipid molecules. These molecules organize themselves into a membrane barrier because they interact with the electrical properties of water molecules. Liquid methane doesn't have the same electrical properties, and that means that phospholipids couldn't form the membranes that are vital for life. Besides that, the phospholipid molecules would be too stiff with cold to form a flexible membrane.
In 2015, a team of chemists showed, using computer-simulated chemistry, that a substance called vinyl cyanide could form flexible membranes, like the ones that phospholipid molecules form in water when it dissolved in liquid methane.
And is there any of this vinyl cyanide stuff on Titan?
Yes, there is. Astronomers using a radio telescope in Chile reported discovering the signature of vinyl cyanide in Titan's atmosphere in 2017. And that's why astrobiologists are excited about the possibility of life on Titan.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.